Now, you've heard of this guy. You've definitely heard this guy, especially if you were listening at 8 o'clock this morning on your Morning Funnies, where we featured him. He's a comedian that I've been following for many, many years, and I gotta say, in my broadcasting career, I have taken great pride in trying to, you know, bring comedy out to the forefront with the music, and a lot of the comedy bits that I've played on the air for many years come from this one man. He is by far a genius, a character genius, the one and only Craig Shoemaker. How you doing, brother?
How in the world am I going to live up to that build-up?
You don't need to. You've already done it, man. I got to say, especially with Valentine's Day, many people can take a cue from the Love Master.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm divorced, so. I don't know how much I know. Might have to cut this short. She got half my jokes in the divorce.
Oh!
Playing the chuckle hut in San Bernardino this weekend as a love mistress.
Oh, man!
All I know, I can tell you what not to do in a relationship.
Exactly!
Yeah, don't go for the sense of humor. That's a bunch of crap. The women say they want a sense of humor. Yeah, how come the cover People magazine, the sexiest man alive, is never Carrot Top or the Wayans brothers? They're full of it. When they tell you the sense of humor, I'm a comic. You should think I'd be getting it right and left. I've never seen women in the front row going, oh, comedy boy, make me laugh. Oh, talk about your minivan, your Costco clothing. I'm going over the edge. What a bunch of crap. Besides, our sense of humor are different. They don't find gas funny. Cereal. You ever put her under the covers and ripped one and had her come out and go, I love that Dutch oven covered wagon. Give me more. Was funny.
Okay, mental note, no more Dutch oven covered wagons. Okay.
Yeah. So, all I know is, what I can tell you is the mistakes I made. You got to make it all about the ladies.
About the ladies.
Let's decorate your house. The shit feng shui. You know what feng shui is? Ancient Chinese word, which means put your husband's crap in the garage. I'm telling you, I'm starting my own show called Straight Eye for the Whip Guy.
Straight Eye for the Whip Guy. You know, I think out here in the Coachella Valley, you've got plenty of candidates.
For sure.
Oh, there's tons of candidates. How many pillows are on guys' beds? That's no selection of a man going, we need more pillows. She was building the barricade from Les Miserables. If I wanted a little action, I'd just storm the barricade. I'm like emptying out these pillows like a pirate emptying out treasure. Dumping these pillows all over the place. And it's all a test to see how long you can last. That's what it is. And see what you, like, if they buy a dog, it's always something that fits in your glove compartment. That's a test. They figure if you walk that thing in daylight, you must love them.
Yeah, for sure.
I had a dachshund, a wiener dog. There's a real test of love.
That's a manly dog right there.
Oh, yeah. She feeds it so much as a kielbasa. I'm walking down the street. Got this big gut dragon on the ground. And it would burrow under the covers. There's a real treat. I'm trying to get some action. And here's the UFO commander. Five. They do it because they're trained in history to burrow under the ground to hunt for badgers. I sleep in the nude.
Oh, man.
That's no bad you're digging for there, baby. Just met your daddy.
That's right, Craig Shoemaker. Check him out online, of course, craigshoemaker.com. And you've got the new one out, The Love Master Unzipped.
Yeah, that's right, ladies. I put a smile on your face a mortician couldn't remove. Yeah, I'll flip you so much you'll think you're an IHOP. This is no short stack, baby. Yeah, the Love Master really works for me.
Oh, so, brother, where can we see you at? When's the next time you're performing live?
This week I'm in Hermosa Beach, and next week I'm in Pasadena, and I'm just touring all over the country and hoping people buy my CD. I'm very proud. It just went cardboard. Maybe now you guys will push me to tin.
We gotta get up to a fiberglass first. So
it's going well, and you know, you can buy it at thelaughterstore.com. You should go there, by the way. It's really fun. It's got all these great gifts, you know, gag gifts, CDs of comedians, DVDs, joke books. It's got the fart machine too.
Nice.
This thing is so popular, it's going off the shelves like a Dane Cook CD. It's unbelievable how much people love to hear the sound of a fart on a remote control. And I love that they came up with a sequel, like the number one wasn't good enough. Can you imagine that office meeting going, we need a sequel. Bring me more sounds. I want to poop.
Yeah, we've got good farts, but come on, I think we can step up the notch, you know?
You call that a poop? I'm telling you, man, this thing, we got all sorts of stuff as the laughter story. The Poolar Bear poops jelly beans. Who can't laugh at that? You can't laugh at a pooping polar bear. Endangered species pooping out jelly beans. I don't know what's wrong with this. We need more laughter in the country, don't you think?
Well, we need more of something, definitely. And laughter, I think, is the perfect alternative to what we got going right now, man.
Oh yeah, I mean, the sitcoms are dying out. The funny comedy movies, and all they do is scare you on TV. That Fox News and CNN crawl that comes across.
There's
some stuff to scare you today. Don't eat spinach. You can't go to this place. They have a tsunami going on. Here's who's taking hostage. That should be jokes every once in a while coming across, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? You look up, you see two Jews walking to a bar, and you watch the joke unfold. That would be funny.
Okay, now, Craig, have you been affected by the writer's strike? Did you have has this put a damper on your situation?
Yes, I am in the writer's guild, but I'm not feeling sorry for these guys. You know, I'm a union guy from Philadelphia with the steel workers and coal miners. We're really going to feel bad for Ray Romano on the picket line going, all right, help me. I got to sleep in the same wing as my kids now. We're really feeling for him.
Exactly.
I heard it's over today, though. I just heard this.
Yeah, just finished up. That means we're going to be done with reality TV soon, which, I don't know. I'm thinking that if they don't come back with something good, if we don't get some really, really good, powerful sitcoms, I mean, like, we're talking, you know, Three's Company or MASH quality, I'm not watching TV anymore.
That's right, yeah, but where's Barney Fife when you need him?
Exactly, Barney Fife.
Did you know, I actually looped Don Knotts in Pleasantville. You know what looping is? You replace their voice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, he was sick, and so, you know, the first time I ever met him, they posed us next to each other, and I'm doing the old Barney going, all right, Andy, you got a nipping in the butt, Andy. he's like old, and he turns to me and goes, I can't do that anymore. He's better than me.
Oh, well,
if you watch the movie, I replaced him for like 8 lines. I play him as a TV repairman. I'm playing Don Knotts as an old TV repairman. So they circle the apple in the telestrator. It's actually my voice. You'll hear, boom! What do you call that right there, bud? The forbidden fruit here in Pleasantville.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Big career in looping Barney Fife.
how did you find that you, at what age did you start developing the voices? I mean, was this like something you were doing in elementary school, high school?
Well, yeah, I used to watch, like, Hollywood Squares with my mom, and I didn't have a dad. I used to write letters to Paul Lynde. She loved Paul Lynde. I used to write him letters to try to fix him up with my mother. I didn't have a dad. I wanted a dad. I thought Paul Lynde would be a great dad, make us all laugh. I mean, I read an article that he was single. I didn't know why he was single, you know? Thought he was happy. Hello. One time on the show, they asked him, they go, how many balls in a billiard table? He goes, I don't know. How many guys are playing?
Oh, beautiful. Again, check him out online, craigshoemaker.com. The album just came out yesterday, The Love Master Unzipped. And Craig, a big fan, been following you for a long time. And hopefully you'll be able to get a show out here in the Coachella Valley so we can all come see you.
Hey, that would be great. Arrange for me to do a show. I'll be there in 5 seconds. I always do corporate gigs out there. And, you know, I did one in the summer. Nice weather if you're a cake.
Well, then can I have you hold on the line real quick?
Sure, absolutely. I'd love to do a show there. But go to thelaughterstore.com, and thank you guys. You guys were a lot of fun.
Oh, you're awesome, Craig. Hold on real quick. There you have it. The Love Master getting you ready for Valentine's Day.